We have all had moments in our lives when we have wished for another chance or for a fresh start or a new beginning. Another chance maybe to take a test when we were young and in school, or another chance at bat when we were in athletics, or another chance to do a better job, another chance to heal a hurt or reach out to someone whom we loved but now have lost. Another chance to work on relationships with those we love and with God. We ask for another chance because we fail the first time, because we think we can do a better job. We ask for another chance and a new beginning and a fresh start because we know in those great words of the prayer book that we have failed to do those things we should have done and have done those things which we should not have done. Usually in life, we don't get that second chance. But today we read the story of the prodigal son, and we think about this Lenten season, and we understand that getting a second chance in the important things of life, the important relationships of life, is what church, our faith, our religion, and our relationship with God in Jesus Christ are all about. We get another chance to think about and do something about the most important fact in life, that Jesus suffered and died for our sins, that you and I may have eternal life and have it now. Lent's a season designed to give us a chance to think that through. It's not an easy thing to grasp, even though you and I, people who have gone to church and heard the gospel preached for all of our lives, know that it's true. It's big, it's incredible. It's difficult to understand all at once. This Lenten season, may we come to view it again in terms of our own lives, our own relationships, here and now. May we accept that second chance, that new beginning, that fresh start, so that we may grow more and more into Christ Jesus and our relationship with Him.